Unit Speak B1 Part 1 Unit 3 Make Yourself at Home Listening Skills Practice Track 9 Exercise D You will hear an interview with two people who chose alternative housing. Listen carefully and choose the correct answer for each question.
Hey there! Welcome to Life in Different Homes. Today, we are diving into the world of alternative housing with two amazing guests who have chosen some really unique living situations. First up, we have Jake, who took on the challenge of building his own tiny house. Hi, Jake!
Hi! Thanks for having me.
Great to have you here. And we also have Lisa, who lives on a houseboat. Welcome, Lisa!
Thanks so much! I'm really looking forward to sharing my story.
Awesome. Let's start with Jake. What inspired you to go for a tiny house?
Well, I wanted to live simply and be more independent. Renting an apartment was too expensive, so I decided to build my own house through DIY construction. It was tough at times, but I learned a ton along the way.
That's really impressive. Did you run into any bumps along the way?
Definitely. Zoning laws can be a real headache since some areas won't allow tiny houses. I had to hunt for a spot where I could legally park mine. Also, since I live off-grid, I rely on renewable energy, like solar panels. But that means I have to be careful with electricity use.
Smart thinking. How did you tackle those challenges?
I joined a fantastic tiny house community that has legal parking options. And to ensure I have enough energy, I added more solar panels and a battery system, so I'm covered even on those cloudy days.
Clever solution! Now, Lisa, tell us about your life on the houseboat.
I absolutely love being surrounded by nature, but living on a boat has its own maintenance issues. Boats need regular repairs to avoid leaks or engine problems. Also, water shortages can be a problem because I have a limited supply.
That sounds challenging. How do you deal with that?
I keep up with routine checks in order to handle small problems before they escalate. For water, I collect rainwater and use a filtration system to ensure it's safe to drink.
That's a great solution. Do you use renewable energy as well?
Absolutely. I've got solar panels to power my lights and appliances, which helps me live sustainably.
That's wonderful to hear. Jake, have you had any struggles with insulation in your tiny house?
Oh, for sure. Initially, it was pretty chilly in the winter and way too hot in the summer. But I added better insulation and now it's cozy year-round.
That's good to hear. Do either of you compost?
Yes. I use a composting toilet, which is a fantastic way to conserve water and be eco-friendly.
I also compost food waste. It's such a great way to cut down on waste.
That's inspiring. Despite the challenges, would you both say you enjoy your homes?
Absolutely. My tiny house gives me the freedom and simplicity I was looking for.
And my houseboat makes every day feel like an adventure.
That's wonderful to hear. Thank you both for sharing your unique experiences with us.